You were just owning that USC center. Did he ever, like, say anything to you or during the game? Or?
No, he didn't talk at all. Usually a lot of linemen talk, but he didn't say anything. He's a nice guy.
Did you happen to see video after you sacked the quarterback of the quarterback's mental state?
Yeah, I did.
He looked a little woozy.
I know. He's a good QB, great QB, actually. Super young, and sky's the limit for him, so I hope he continues to be good.
How do you guys view this now second opportunity to face this Washington team? Now you guys have them at home.
I think it's just more pumped up for us as a team, especially for the players that have been here. We know last year was a heartbreaking loss. They dominated us, both sides of the ball, all three phases. So I think it's an opportunity to come out, new slate. We're at home. Our crowd has been crazy, so we're excited.
Where do you feel you guys are a different defense now than you were maybe at that point last year?
I feel like we're more confident in ourselves. I think last year we had a lot of great players, but we were still trying to figure out ourselves, new defensive scheme that year. Now that we have a whole year under ourselves, play with more confidence and fly around more.
How has your life changed since you've blown up these three games?
My life?
Yeah, just like when you go to class, people recognize you or anything like that? Or has anything changed?
Oh, no, I'm just still the same guy in the front, so I still have to do my homework like everyone else. No, I get like, hey, good job, Kyrie. They call me the wrong name, but it's cool. But I understand. Like, a lot of people know. We just continue to work hard.